Hey everyone, I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Writers at RVFTA.com.
And the authors of The Idiot's Guide to RV Vacations.
About 10 years ago, we had a couple of babies and a marriage that was on the rocks.
So we bought an RV and we started camping. The rest, as they say, is history.
Join us as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in to the latest RV innovations from people in the know.
So pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's episode of the RV Atlas. We're coming at you again from the Venetian in Las Vegas. We're doing three podcasts in a row all about Jayco Homecoming, and maybe we'll talk a little bit about the things we do at night here at Las Vegas, if you're lucky.
Go to bed.
Like, go to bed at 9:30. So yesterday we did a broad overview of all the things that we're seeing and all the things that we're loving and enjoying here at Jayco Homecoming, everything that's new. Today we're going to zoom in on motorized and really zoom in on Class A. So we're here with Ryan Esch, and he's the Director of Product Development for Jayco, the Jayco Motorhome Group. Now, we've done some videos with Ryan before, and we will embed those in the show notes for this podcast so you can see Ryan in action.
You can see Ryan walking through Jeremy's dream rig for the future, what he thinks he's going to drive home one day.
But without further ado, welcome to the show, Ryan.
Hi, Ryan.
And thank you for joining us.
Absolutely. Happy to be here.
Yeah, so, I mean, this feels like a big year for motorhomes with Jayco. Do you feel that way?
Absolutely. This year at Homecoming, we have some just some unbelievable changes, some new floor plans, but also a new look. You know, just in regard to some of the bigger changes, you know, we've got, if you look at our Sprinter-based product, you're going to find a new twin-bed floor plan in our Sprinter-based product. If you look in our Sprinter product, you're gonna find theater seats are now available in that product.
And we're talking the Melbourne.
Melbourne and the Melbourne Prestige.
Twin bed,
yes.
Model. We gotta go look in that.
I can't believe we missed this place. And we just said we did this long Facebook Live yesterday. We showed people so much. I think I got so starry eyed over the Seneca that I just lost
Stephanie's
track of my true love, the Melbourne.
To have a twin bed floor plan when we retire.
How did I miss that?
Let's not go into that.
Yeah. We'll get over there. So what else?
So very, very exciting. Also, if you look in our Greyhawk lineup, you're going to find a new Greyhawk floor plan that's under 30 feet, has a walk-around king-size bed, pretty unbelievable layout. You're going to find that we have modern farmhouse that's now available in the Greyhawk, Elante, and Precept series. You know, modern farmhouse has been specific to Jayco, and it's a brand new decor concept that has introduced some unbelievable, you know, an unbelievable look in the RV industry that nobody has seen. I know that you guys have seen that and done some stories on that,
yeah,
as well. So very exciting.
Well, and you know, we talked about this yesterday, the decor change-ups inside, and I have to give a nod to Motorized because I really felt like you guys didn't just say, okay, we'll do the farmhouse in Motorized too. I saw
it's like
across
its own version.
The board, there was also a lot of other updated interiors that were lighter, brighter, mm-hmm, a lot of grays, right, instead,
yes,
of the browns. So it's not just like you can stay the same or get modern farmhouse. There's also a lot of other fresh looks, too.
Oh, there is. And you mentioned the Seneca. That's another huge, huge change for model year 20. Completely redesigned floor, which just really brightens up the coach. We added more lights. We added a big windshield that's in the front cap there. We added a Firefly system. If you talk about a product that you walk into that looks night and day difference from where it did last year, as you mentioned, that Seneca, it's a gorgeous coach.
I want to drive that out of
we
here.
We went into the 37L, and she wouldn't leave.
Yes. I just want it.
She loved that bed.
This is the first time, I think, that Jeremy's ever gotten me to say, like, with a, you know, motorized, oh, yeah, no, I'll take this one. I'll drive this home today. So that you guys definitely
and the Elante, too. The Elante has never quite grabbed my attention as much in the past. This year, the Elante, mm-hmm, it pops to me.
It does, and a big part of that is the modern farmhouse, as I mentioned, is available in there. Also, we've got a new floor plan that we are introducing here at Homecoming, which, again, is under 30 feet. is on an 18,000-pound chassis and has a walk-around king-size bed with a big, big shower. So a lot of exciting changes, both floor plan-wise and decor-wise, throughout all motorhome lines, as you mentioned.
I'm hearing you say in two different places, floor plans under 30 feet mm-hmm. in the motorhome group. That sounds like that's an intentional direction
were you hearing that from consumers?
Very much so. I mean, it's one of those things, especially in our Greyhawk lineup, before this new 27U floor plan, I didn't have a good floor plan that was under 32 feet, really. And, you know, there's some people that are pretty particular that, hey, we have to have something in that 27, 20, 28, 29. And in those price points, it's just important. We've seen that grow, the demand for that, and especially some of our smaller Class Cs, the demand for smaller units has grown.
Well, a lot of people who are buying a motorhome have probably been in the towable world, mm-hmm. maybe at first. That was their entry into it. So, you know what, they're sophisticated campers, and they know that to get into that state and national park campsite that they dream about, they need that unit that's under 30 feet.
That's why they're asking. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know.
So they know. They've been out there. They've been at the campgrounds making the reservations, and they don't want to wind up in a motorhome that they can't take to the places that they dream about. So that's exciting.
And just to educate our listeners a little bit, you know, the bunkhouse Greyhawk is going to be what, like 32 feet 11 inches? But if you don't have the kids, correct me if I'm wrong, it's about around 33 feet.
32 and a half.
If you don't have the kids and you don't need the bunks, why do you need the 32-foot rig, basically?
Right, you can get smaller and still get all
the stuff. I think the bigger part of that, I mean, if you look, you can still get into most places with, you know, even 37, 38, 39-foot Senecas. But I think the biggest thing is having a well-rounded lineup that we at Jayco, we can provide the right motorhome for any customer. And that's the key, really, is that we have a well-rounded lineup. We have somebody who... We can fit somebody who needs a 38-foot motorhome, 35-foot motorhome, 32-foot motorhome, 22-foot motorhome.
So you feel like you are filling in holes,
absolutely.
This year.
Absolutely.
And you're happy to say that. Yeah, that's exciting. I feel like maybe that is the case, and maybe that's why when I went over to Motorize, like, I was one of those gaps, right? Mm-hmm.
I feel like I connected with so many units this year. We've been watching Jayco's product line for 10 years, and this is the best motorized lineup we've seen.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, it looks great.
Is there anything you want to talk about technology-wise that's new? Right now, I mean, we talked a lot about size and interiors, exteriors, but...
Sure. So technology-wise, in our Seneca product, that's one of the big things that we did for this model year was we integrated the Firefly VegaTouch system. Ultimately, it's a touchscreen pad. That will control your slide outs and your awnings and that awesome bed that you sat on that will go up and down in the lights and all that stuff. So that has started in our Seneca line in regards to technology. That's certainly exciting.
Now, that bed that hinges, I said on yesterday's podcast, I didn't think I had seen it anywhere else. Is it anywhere else in any of the other
Somebody asked us if
because I love it.
We love that
It is in some
bed.
Of the higher end diesels that we produce.
okay.
That is the first time it's been in any Jayco branded product, though.
Oh my gosh, I mm-hmm. love it.
It
almost I'd
transforms
love to see that
the
again.
Bedroom into a TV room.
It feels like
it
a does. Sitting
or a reading
room.
No.
A reading room.
Stephanie was reading Danielle Steele in there.
Someone had left behind apparently a page turner.
So, listen, a lot of excited things going on in the Jayco motorhome group. Let's focus in on Class Cs, though.
Sure.
Let's walk our listeners through the Class C lineup and just kind of educate them about what you guys offer so that they can kind of find out what might be right for them. Because for a lot of people, the Class C is the entryway into the motorized world, I think. So let's start with Red Hawk. What should our listeners know about Red Hawk?
Sure. So it's also important to know we actually start with what's called a Red Hawk SE. Mm-hmm. So I have a Red Hawk SE, and then I have a regular Red Hawk. The big difference there is the chassis that I build it on. So Red Hawk SE I offer in three floor plans, two 22-foot versions, and then one 27 no-slide version, okay? And they're built exclusively on the Chevy chassis, okay? It hits a little bit better of a price point, but also a little bit more of a niche. You know, that 27-foot, it doesn't have a slide, so that's somebody who wants, you know... Well, 27 doesn't have a slide, but then also the 222-footer. So really someone who needs a little bit more of a nimble coach.
Who might not want to tow a car.
Or who just feels like they don't need a ton of room.
Mm-hmm.
So that Red Hawk SE lineup fits a little bit more of that buyer.
So small and price sensitive.
Small and price sensitive. Absolutely. That's a great way to put it. We jump up into the Red Hawk lineup, and that again... is for the money, in my opinion, one of the best values in the industry. We range in floor plans anywhere from 22 to 31 feet. It's priced more of an entry level Class C or in that segment, but man, does it have a ton of cool features, from frameless windows, which you don't traditionally see, to an outside shower, to obviously the 2-year warranty. We do our patented J-Ride system that's on there. That's pretty awesome.
And that's what your J-Ride system, which you talked about the last time, we'll drop that video in when you were touring mm-hmm. the Greyhawk with us. But you were really emphasizing that is an attempt to kind of smooth out that traditional Class C ride. Like when we rented a Class C, it was very easy to drive for us, but it did have more of a truck kind mm-hmm. of feel to it, driving it down the road.
It does. And so what's important, you know, it's just like going in to purchase a vehicle. You'd never go in to purchase a vehicle and not buy one that has a premium ride, right? Mm-hmm. You would never go in and say, hey, I want the one that rides
Give me the rough rider.
Give me the rough rider.
I want to feel the road.
And it's the same thing.
My F-250 kind of does the rough rider.
You know, it's the same thing with motorhomes. We have to remember that ultimately you're buying a vehicle. And so at Jayco, it's very, very, very important to us that we are giving you the quietest riding, best handling Class C on the market. And we do that with our J-Ride systems. And you're going to find their stabilizer bars and a balanced drive shaft. We do some things to the frame.
And that's going
to
set you apart from a competitor's Class C, which a competitor's Class C is going to be on the Ford E450.
It's going to be on the same E450 chassis. They just don't have that J-Ride system. So we are the only manufacturer that truly focuses across all of our product lines on that ride and handling. And again, it's in an attempt to give you the quietest riding, best handling coach. Because, you know, again, at Jayco, we feel the journey is just as important as the destination, right?
And now
I hear that about from motorized people.
We do hear that.
I don't know if you hear that so much from towable people, because we're all in a
We've rented motorhomes. It is really fun drive a motorhome.
It is part of the joy of the journey, for sure.
Now, to me, I think a lot of our listeners, if they're looking at a Class C, they might be debating the Red Hawk, Gray Hawk mm-hmm. difference. So could you really educate us as to what the differences are? And are all the floor plans duplicated in each line, or are there some that are unique to each line?
So that's a great question. Very, very good question. And here's how I like to sell it, and here's where I always start. At the end of the day, the Greyhawk is a jump up in regards to premium features of what you'll get with the Red Hawk. Okay, but it's very, very important that we know the overall structure of those motorhomes are the same, right? So the quality of construction is the same. So, hey, with every Jayco product, I give you that 2-year warranty. With every Jayco Class C, I give you that seamless one-piece fiberglass front cap. With every Jayco product, I give you some version of that J-Ride. So the overall quality of construction and care is the same. The Greyhawk just has more premium features geared towards, you know, somebody wanting just a little bit more, right? I mean, just more is in a high, you know, some features found in maybe a high-end home.
Us what
yeah, we
get.
Want more. What? We want so more,
Ryan. I want more.
Well, without further ado here. So ultimately, again, there's more premium features. So ultimately, your Red Hawk segment, we do more volume in the shorter floor plans. That's a little bit more towards where it's geared towards. Greyhawks are going to typically be a little bit larger floor plans. In regards to premium features of what you get over the Red Hawk, you get standard hydraulic leveling jack. So
That's standard on Greyhawk. Now, can you get that on Red Hawk?
Absolutely. Okay, it is an option on Red Hawks, but it is standard on Greyhawks. On Greyhawks, you get metal slam latch baggage doors. So again, just a higher end baggage door, a little bit more expensive. There are a little bit more money into that.
How about the roof, Ryan?
The roof, we give you a fiberglass roof now on your Greyhawk. So again, a step up, a little bit more money that we've spent up there.
And on Red Hawk, is it called TPO?
It's called the TPO, yep. Still a great roof. Again, still a vacuum-bonded roof. It's just how we finish off the top.
Do you hear how affectionate Ryan is about his Red Hawks? Like, he almost doesn't want to say anything.
Yeah, it's almost like they're his two children.
Like, it feels like they're, yeah.
I love my Red Hawks and my
Greyhawks. We want to educate our consumer here, and that roof difference is a big difference. So help us out with this a little bit. So with a fiberglass roof, is there's less maintenance than, say, a TPO roof where you're going to have to pay a bit more attention, or not necessarily?
Not necessarily. I think the biggest thing when you're looking at it, fiberglass does cost a little bit more, so it is a higher-end roof. I think the biggest thing is that it is something that it has been customer-driven, because if you look at all the high-end diesel products, all of the high-end gas products, the roof material is fiberglass. It does have a tendency to be a little bit more durable, a little bit stronger. I think that would be the main pull or main plug over it. And then ultimately, it's
I would say
so
durable.
It could
I would
go,
say that's
right,
very...
so it could go under the stress. Like, yes. So if two were put under a certain amount of stress, it might hold up a little better to certain circumstances
correct.
Than the other
but
one.
But let's okay. talk price at least a little bit. So say you were looking at a Red Hawk with bunks, because that's the floor plan I always look at, mm-hmm. and you're looking at a Gray Hawk with bunks. Just what kind of a price jump are you talking, more or less? And you don't have to be exact. You're just giving us a little bit of an idea of how the consumer would be jumping up in price point.
Sure. So if you're looking at pure MSRP cost, you're going to be looking anywhere from, probably $15,000 to $18,000 jump going from Red Hawk to Gray Hawk. And again, a lot of features, though. You talk about the hydraulic jacks. You talk about we give you J-Ride Plus on a Gray Hawk. That gives you two additional features. Those would be an oversized stabilizer bar on the rear and then Koni shock absorbers this year on the Gray Hawk. Very, very exciting. And then you get the upgraded countertops on the inside. You get raised panel cabinet doors on the inside. You get a soft touch vinyl ceiling on the inside. So there's a lot of content there for those
so
dollars.
So there's things both unseen things mm-hmm. and seeable
yes,
features, amenities
absolutely.
That, for that price jump.
Well, a lot of consumers are not going to realize, like you said this very quickly, but that one-piece front cap that Jayco has, that's a big deal, right?
Well,
and an uneducated consumer might look at some other Class C from another brand and see that it's less expensive and not realize, like, I might have to deal with leaks
the
on
number
this,
one
they...
cause of water damage, I think, in Class C's
yeah.
is that
but
seam.
That,
that's
that
traditionally.
One piece, it's like a molded yeah. fiberglass front cap, is going to be better.
Oh, absolutely, it's going to be better. And it's one of those things, we have a two-year warranty, right? Surprise.
Oh, we know.
Yeah. Did you guys know?
Wait, did you hear?
Did you hear?
We just passed that of ours.
Yeah.
We just passed the two-year point.
Time to get a new one.
That's what I'm saying.
Ryan, can you just stop talking to my
husband
right now?
I got to jump in for 1 second. We saw our dealer here yesterday from Whitehorse. And I said, I'm so sorry, I haven't seen you in over a year, but I haven't needed you for anything. And she's like, well, that's high praise. And it was true. Like, I miss them, but I don't really want to go.
Yeah, we don't want to go. But when we do go, they do right by us for sure.
And I totally awesome. Interrupted Ryan's train of
no,
thought.
No, that's
here.
Fine. So we're talking about a two-year warranty. And so because we have a two-year warranty, that doesn't just mean that I have to or that we're going to protect the customer for 2 years. That also means we have a responsibility to build a better product, okay? And so that one-piece fiberglass front cap is such a huge portion of that. That's not purely it just costs more. And it just takes more production time, and that's really why
if
other
it's not
manufacturers
one piece,
don't.
Water
but it's,
can get in,
yeah, right like when there's right. seams, right?
And it helps protect against leaks. And again, you mentioned it. If you ask any dealership, what's the first thing they look at when they take a used Class C on trade? I can almost promise you, they say they get up into that front overhead bus.
It's the first thing I look at when I'm trolling Facebook Marketplace yeah. for used.
Now
Class
this might be hard for Ryan because he's talking about all of them as if they're his children, and he doesn't want to say one's better than the other. But can we jump up to the Greyhawk Prestige without hurting? Any, without
yes,
hurting the Red
yes,
Hawks
without
feelings.
Hurting anybody's feelings. Yes, we
so,
can.
So what's the difference here? I mean, in a Greyhawk Prestige, what are you getting that's not in a regular Greyhawk?
So the Greyhawk Prestige, ultimately, that would be what we would call our most premium Class C. There's a few very large differences. Number one is in the front cap design. You're going to tell that it has a very, very unique look. There's actually a 30 by 82 automotively bonded windshield that's integrated into that front cap.
What does automotively bonded mean?
What an excellent question. Because that's why I called it. It's very important that we it is an automotively bonded windshield, right? It's not a window. It's a windshield. So ultimately, what automotively bonded means, if we all get in our car, right, we all have a windshield that's in the vehicles that we drive, okay? We would never wake up in the morning, walk into our car, and be worried that our windshield is going to leak, right? If it rains, we turn on our windshield wipers and we go about our day. That is what automotively bonded means. It means that windshield that we put in that front cap is installed the same way that you would install a windshield in your car, okay? It's not a window. It's a windshield.
It's a nice feature.
Well,
it is.
So
it is a nice
was,
feature.
Was this originally in the Melbourne Prestige?
It was originally in the Greyhawk Prestige, and then we introduced
then
it in
the
Melbourne
Prestige. Okay, because I remember that being explained to me when we were looking at the Melbourne Prestige for the first time.
And it's very, very important, too, because you're not going to get... There's no issues with leaks or anything. We use the same one-piece seamless fiberglass front cap, so it's important that we share that story that is an automotively bonded windshield that's up there.
Again, water damage. Everything is about eliminating water damage, right? Which is just such an enemy of RVs.
Now, we have three kids, so we're not getting a Jayco Melbourne anytime soon. But every time
I love it.
We walk into a Jayco Melbourne, We are wowed by how beautiful the interiors are. They are really nice. I have to say, to me, the interiors often look like Airstream interiors.
It's
They're very sleek.
My favorite interior of all of the units that are here.
Awesome.
I have no practical use for that Melbourne Prestige in my life, or that Melbourne in my life, but that style, that design is absolutely my favorite, and one day I'll find it in something that I can actually use
with
just three
let's
kids.
Let's start with the nuts and bolts. We're moving to a different chassis here. So what chassis are you getting with the Melbourne?
So with the Melbourne and the Melbourne Prestige, you're getting that Sprinter. You're getting the Sprinter Mercedes Sprinter platform.
Now, I want to get this in here. So we've rented a lot of Class Cs on the E450, and we know you're talking 8 miles per gallon, basically.
Correct.
And you're getting about a 55-gallon tank.
Correct.
So you can go a long way. Okay, the gas mileage is 8 miles per gallon.
Yeah, so you're
but
looking
you can
about
go
400
long,
miles before you have to pull
so
over.
So what kind
for
of
gas.
MPG does somebody get on that Sprinter chassis?
So on that little Sprinter, it is a little bit unique because it is a Mercedes diesel, so it's a 188 horsepower diesel engine. You're going to get roughly 15 to 18 is what they'll
oh,
tell you.
Oh, my goodness. That's wonderful. That sounds
now, it
good
is, it's
dreamy. Look at
it
you.
Is
looking
dreamy.
All dreamy.
How big is the gas tank on that?
Gas tank is roughly 28 gallons.
Okay. Okay. So about the, it's going to equal out about how
same.
Far you can drive.
Jared, I don't know why you act like you're going to drive across country without stopping to go to the bathroom anyway.
It's not me that has to go to the bathroom every hour. It's one of the three kids. Well, we're RVers. We think a lot. Like, how often am I going
to
have
to
stop for
gas
here?
Yeah.
So, but that Sprinter chassis, I think it's fair to say that's an iconic, legendary chassis in the industry. Right, in terms of performance?
Oh, yes, absolutely. I mean, it's used, it's such a unique little piece. Again, it gives somebody, you know, the ability to have something a little bit smaller. So, again, it's a little bit more nimble. You can go in and out of cities. You maybe
you could park
have to
at the trailhead.
Car.
At
you can park,
park
at the trailhead, yeah. So, it's definitely a unique piece, and it's a growing segment of the market and one that we're excited about, and we're going to continue to expand. And
Just don't change those beautiful cabinets. So that flooring, I love that.
What is that flooring called? That vinyl.
The vinyl
floor.
So that's
flooring.
In the Melbourne Prestige, and that's called ultimately it's called or Infinity Woven Vinyl Flooring.
And that's
is
a
it's
Melbourne
called.
Prestige.
That's a Melbourne
option
Prestige
or standard in
a Melbourne Prestige standard.
Yeah,
love
it's
that
like
flooring.
Marine grade.
It
I
is.
Guess, right?
It's
I know about
you
that
find
flooring.
It in a lot of. Found it in a lot of the marine industry and some boats and some yachts. It's very, very, very durable.
And chic at the same time. My favorite combination as a mother of three boys. Durable and chic. Hard to
Those
find.
Those are the qualities she loves about me.
Of course.
All right, Ryan's like, why did I get stuck in the middle of these
just,
two?
Just in general, what do you love about the Melbourne's, about that interior?
That Melbourne Prestige, I would agree with you. It's so unique that you have the curved European-style cabinets.
Thank you. That's what I was looking for.
So it's not only does it have that unique floor, but it does have the European-style cabinets, and it just pairs really well, and it just gives it a higher-end look. Doesn't look like a traditional RV, doesn't look like a traditional...
Right, circular sinks, like little touches like that make it feel really contemporary and European. I like it a lot, so I
And
like
there's
it.
The twin beds this year.
Then there is
Which
the twin bed.
We are after we're done with
we're
Ryan.
We're going to hit the stop
we're
record.
Walking over.
We're going to be over there in a second. Now, let's talk about something that maybe I've even talked about a little too much this week while we're here, because...
Well, we haven't talked about Seneca a lot in the past, so...
But it really did knock my socks off this time.
Give us the nuts and bolts first. Like, what chassis or an engine are you talking about here with Seneca?
Of course. So the Seneca is another one that we love. It fits perfectly in our lineup, and it's very unique to the Jayco world. So we built it exclusively on the Freightliner S2RV chassis. Now, it's important that Freightliner chassis, that S2RV, that comes from Freightliner custom chassis. So that's you're going to find when you get up into a lot of the high-end diesel motorhomes. Freightliner custom chassis is Freightliner's division that they custom make their chassis for motorhomes. So, for example, I'm not just buying a Freightliner truck like you see a big Freightliner box truck out there. I'm not just buying that and then bringing it into our plant to try to build a motorhome on. I'm buying that chassis exclusively from Freightliner custom chassis, again, specifically being made for a motorhome. Now, going with that, you get that Freightliner chassis, you get the Cummins 360 horsepower engine. That's paired with the Allison 3000 transmission.
This is about performance. This is about power.
Right.
Thank you so much for coming on the show, Ryan.
Of course. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolute
fun.
Pleasure to have you. And to our listeners, go to the show notes. We're going to have pictures of all the classes that we talked about, and we'll have links to everything on JCO's website.
We'll also have embedded the Facebook Live that we did. And in that Facebook Live, we were in the Seneca that I've talked, like I said, maybe a little too much about, the 37L.
And we have a video with Ryan with the Greyhawk 31F.
Right.
We can also embed that in the show
notes. And the Seneca one, I like this interior. It's not the modern farmhouse, right? It's the Providence. So if you want to see an example of those other lighter interiors that I was talking about, besides the modern farmhouse that we're seeing so much of, check out that particular unit that we had a lot of pictures of. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Ryan. We appreciate it.
Absolutely. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Ryan.
All right. See you at the campground. Thanks, everyone, for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas. And a big thanks to the sponsors of this show, JCO, Bass Pro Cabela's, Thetford, Go Power, and Go RVing. We appreciate their support in creating educational and inspirational RV content.
You can also find links to everything mentioned in this episode over at rvfta.com, plus hundreds of blog posts on everything from gear recommendations to our favorite camping recipes.
If you enjoy our show, please leave us a review wherever you listen, and make sure to get social with us on Facebook at The RV Atlas and on Instagram at Jeremy and Stephanie. Plus, we've got the friendliest campers around in our private Facebook group, so check it out.
Until next time, I'm Jeremy.
And I'm Stephanie.
And we'll see you at the campground.
See you at the campground.